everyone, and welcome to We Blame Harry Styles, a podcast dedicated to the work of musician, model, actor, and icon Harry Styles, as well as his numerous talented collaborators.
This week on episode zero, we're going to introduce ourselves, let you know why we decided to start this show in the first place, and give you an idea of what you can expect going forward from We Blame Harry Styles.
My name is Keith.
And I'm Gray.
And what do we blame Harry for this week, Gray?
My chip nail polish.
For me, it's probably the amount of time I spent this week refreshing Twitter.com.
So to start off, let's tell the audience a little bit more about ourselves.
Okay. So my name is Key. Like I just said, my pronouns are either he, him, or they, them. Either of those is fine. I became a fan of Harry a little over a year ago, probably around the time Lights Up came out. I'm a queer person. I'm a choir nerd. I like movies. I watch a lot of YouTube videos. And I guess, most importantly, I'm a Canyon Moon stan.
And I'm Gray. My pronouns are he and him. And I became a fan of Harry when he first appeared on SNL in a bright pink suit and talked about getting railed to death.
I love that.
I know. I'm a New Yorker inching towards 30 with a cat, a Harry Styles art shrine in my bedroom, and allegedly a real adult job.
Imagine that.
I know. It's crazy. So what is our relationship to each other and how did we meet, Key?
Yeah, so we both became fans of Harry at around the same time, as you can probably glean from what we said before. And then we kind of got in touch over social media through the fandom in the past year, kind of hit it off, became friends through Harry. And yeah.
Now we communicate mostly in links in tweets and Harry Styles images.
So yeah, so then we figured we'd kind of talk a little bit about why Harry Styles and why this podcast and why we chose to start it. So yeah, so for me, generally, I just love podcasts. I love listening to them. I listen to probably too many. And I figured we already spend so much time together talking about Harry that why not record those conversations so that they can be brought up to embarrass us years into the future. And then kind of the specific incitement of what made me think to actually do it and take the step to start it is kind of the cultural conversation around Harry Styles' Vogue cover and him wearing a dress on the cover of Vogue. So I had kind of been seeking out a lot of cultural commentary about it because I am interested in everything that Harry does and the reactions that kind of the culture has to the different things that he does. And as like a trans person and a queer person, I was particularly interested in the reaction to that cover. And I kind of felt that there was some commentary missing there or an opportunity to expand on an analysis of Harry's work and things like that that he does with the greater context of his work. So I kind of thought that cultural commentators, when they were talking about the dress, kind of took it from a very particular perspective that didn't provide that greater context. And that's not like a critique necessarily, because I don't expect cultural commentators to do like hours and hours, potentially like weeks of research to have a conversation about something like that. But I did think that that was something I was seeking out as a fan. And I thought, why not provide it if I was having those conversations already with friends behind the scenes?
And for me, I mean, I love doing media analysis from a young age. I was writing essays when I was I was reading essays probably when I was too young to even be on the internet. And I was writing essays when I was probably too young to be doing media analysis myself. So it's just something that's very, very important to me. And Harry's a person with a really interesting and really diverse body of work in many formats. And I'm just so hungry to talk about it all the time. And I'm also just kind of a queer person who's obsessed with him. So I'm really excited to do media analysis about his work in the format of a podcast.
Yeah, and I'm so excited for that as well. So yeah, so next we want to get into kind of a couple of quick mission statement-y type things, not to make it sound too serious, but there are a couple of important things that we want to clear up out front. So we aren't going to be prying into Harry's personal life on this show. This isn't meant to be like a celebrity gossip type of show. We want to respect his privacy with regards to that. And then secondly, we're not going to debate Harry's identity on this show. So you don't have to worry about any discussions of queer baiting, anything like that. Like, we feel at this point that Harry's membership as a part of the LGBT+ community is kind of clear and not something to debate at this point. So that's the perspective we're coming from on that. So yeah, so now to get that kind of serious part out of the way, here's the fun part. Like, what can you expect from this show going forward?
Each week, we'll discuss any Harry developments that occurred, from set pictures to magazine features and eventually new music. We'll have segments that look at any Harry history from that week, meaning anything of note that happened that week earlier in Harry's career. And we will also have a long form segment that will be dealing either with very important news from that week or from any sort of analytical standpoint about his place in the fashion world, his music, any sort of thing like that.
Yeah, for sure. We might also discuss rumors about potential new things he might be up to career-wise, or analyze any relevant media coverage of him from that week. And we might poke some fun at some ridiculous comments that we've seen along the way.
Oh, we just might. Okay. Our first episode, we'll look at Harry's upcoming feature in Variety. On the anniversary of Fine Line, we'll be looking back at the last year and do a breakdown of the album, from what our initial thoughts were to how it has aged and how our feelings have developed about it over the past year.
Yeah, for sure. And so other ideas for future episodes and things that you can expect to see going forward include
a deep dive into Harry's history with the fashion industry,
the creation of the Tim Walker photo shoots, the Fine Line cover shoot, the meaning and significance behind those photos, things like that.
Lyrical and thematic analyses of Harry's discography.
And discussions of Harry as a cultural icon, like what he represents to people and how he's been viewed as the years have gone by. So yeah, so kind of to wrap it up here, I also just wanted to say, to give any listeners a greater understanding of where we both come from, when we approach discussions of Harry's work, what perspective we will both be coming from. So we're both trans, we're both not straight people, we're both from the United States, we're both white.
We also both weren't a fan of Harry until more recently, over a year ago now. So if you feel during the show that you could delve into anything more authentically than us, or you have a perspective we haven't offered, or you just want to chime in and let us know how you feel about something, we'd love it if you let us know.
Yeah, so the best way to do that would be to email us at weblameharrystyles@gmail.com. On Twitter, we can be found at @harrystylespod. You can follow us there. You can DM us there, too, if you have any suggestions or want to contact us for any reason.
Subscribe to us on your preferred podcast host. We can be found on Spotify, Apple iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and YouTube.
Great. Okay. So, Gray, I think that pretty much wraps it up. And we are so excited to analyze Harry's career and talk about things going forward.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
We're now.